I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's weekly commentary is coming up in just a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you a little about the stories we're working on for this week's show. The MLS is on the brink of a players' strike. Players want free agency. The league isn't interested. But in all of the news about soccer's labor woes, one set of figures grabbed us. The minimum salary in the MLS is just $48,500. Meanwhile, Brazilian star Kaká is guaranteed more than $7 million a year. We look at both sides of that equation. Also, author Ken Reed and longtime consumer advocate Ralph Nader join Bill to explain how we can save sports. And Olympic gold medalist Edwin Moses makes his pitch for why the United States needs a Ministry of Sport. That and more is coming up this week on Only a Game. On September 17, 2006, five members of the Duquesne University men's basketball team were shot after leaving a dance on the Duquesne campus in Pittsburgh. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield has an update.
This time, Derek Scott Lee, 26, is likely to stay in prison longer than he did the last time he was there because he didn't miss. Derek Lee's story is in part a basketball story, albeit in small part, because in 2007, when he was 19, he was sentenced to 7 to 14 years in prison for shooting at five Duquesne basketball players. It would have been more if he'd hit any of them. But he didn't. So while the other 19-year-old shooting at the five players got 40 years because he hit all of them, Derek Lee got out of prison on the short side of his 7 to 14. It is alleged that a couple of months ago he shot another guy, not a basketball player, and that guy died, which was one of the things that distinguished him from the five Duquesne basketball players because none of them did that. In fact, several of those young men went on to play some professional basketball. Kojo Mensah in Venezuela, Sean James in Italy, Aaron Jackson in Moscow, and one of them, Stuart Baldonado, originally from Colombia, played for the minor league Miami Tropics after the coach at Duquesne suspended him, allegedly for selling drugs. The fifth player, Sam Oshaloo, was the most seriously injured on the night Derek Lee missed all of them and his fellow shooter didn't. He was shot in the head. If you Google his name, you can find a video in which Sam Oshaloo says that a few years ago, members of the Duquesne administration conspired to bring about his graduation by seeing that his work was done for him. Sam says all he had to do was sign his name to it. In 2008, I visited the Duquesne campus to research a story about Ron Everhart, the head coach at the time, and how he'd rebuilt his team after five of his players had been shot. I heard he'd put up posters around campus that said, "Players Wanted." I spoke with a couple of the recovering players. One of them recalled how he'd started running as soon as he'd seen the guns. His adrenaline rush was such that he hadn't realized until he'd felt the blood in his shoe that he'd been hit. I heard how the players had saved Stuart Baldonado's life by applying a tourniquet to his arm, tossing him into the back of a car, and rushing him to the hospital. Sam Oshaloo, still undergoing hours of speech therapy each week, was not available for an interview then. According to that video I mentioned, Sam would like to coach basketball somewhere, should anybody be inclined to give him that opportunity.
You can link to that commentary by visiting our website, onlyagame.org, and you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @onlyagamenpr.